Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Fear is a natural reaction to many situations in life. If you are located in an area where rattlesnakes abound, you would do well to be afraid of these deadly creatures. Fear that alcoholics and other drug addicts may lead to your death on America's highways is a healthy fear. But a very common expression in the Bible, especially in the New Testament, urges Christians not to fear. An angel appeared to some shepherds to announce the birth of Jesus. The angel said to the shepherds, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people." Luke 2:10. On the occasion when Jesus enabled Simon Peter and the sons of Zebedee to catch a large number of fish, he said to Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth you shall catch men." Luke 5:10. Our Lord spoke to his disciples about those who would hate them for Christ's sake. Matthew 10:22. He encouraged them to flee from one city to another when they were persecuted, not to seek refuge, but to continue to preach the gospel. Since the Lord was persecuted, his disciples should not expect anything less. Matthew 10:23-25. He then urged his followers, "Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hidden that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, that preach upon the housetops." Matthew 10:26-27. Our Lord did not exhort his disciples in the first century to be foolhardy, but he did not want them to be paralyzed by fear. The sad truth is that the enemies of Christ may seem in this life to win the battle over God and over his people. But in the final analysis, God's army cannot lose. The victory has already been assured. So if you and I want to be on the winning side, we must commit ourselves to the cause of Christ. The disciples of Christ must realize that nothing can be hidden forever. Whatever is covered will be revealed, and whatever is hidden will be made known. We should not become discouraged when the devil's side seems to be winning. We know we shall be more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. Romans 8:37. Christ was providing courage to his followers as they faced the enemies of truth. He said to them, "What I tell you in darkness, that speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, that preach upon the housetops." At no time had Jesus been ashamed or afraid. He told the apostles many great truths in darkness, that is, away from the crowds. What he had spoken them in their ears, they were to preach from the housetop. In other words, they were to have strong public ministries during which they preached the message their Savior had given them. They were not to be silent, even though they would face many enemies. The word preached in our text is a very common word for preach. In fact, the word is used 61 times in the Greek New Testament. The word is almost always translated preach, although occasionally it is rendered either publish or proclaim. The word is used often of the work of Jesus Christ. For example, "From that time Jesus began to preach and say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" Matthew 4:17. Paul used the same word in his first epistle to the Corinthians, "But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness." 1 Corinthians 1:23. The day may well come when we shall be threatened by the forces of evil. To some extent, it is already happening. But we must not be intimidated. We have the sacred obligation to preach the soul-saving gospel of Christ. God demands that we preach the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. If we fail to preach the truth, not only will souls be lost, but our own souls will be in jeopardy. My friends, we thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless and keep you.